Good afternoon. I'm Megan Winslow for Scripps Treasure Coast Newspapers with today's top stories. Less than 2 weeks after St. Mary's Medical Center discontinued emergency use of its hyperbaric oxygen chamber, the West Palm Beach Hospital is trying to bring it back. The service is often used to treat decompression, or the bends, in scuba divers. It was halted for emergency use due to low demand and the high cost of keeping doctors on call. Public outcry about that decision likely caused the hospital to reevaluate its stance. If state officials give permission to reinstate the service, it will be available on a part-time basis until St. Mary's has time to develop a permanent solution. State Representative Bob Allen is in hot water following his arrest for soliciting an undercover police officer. The married Merritt Island Republican allegedly offered the officer $20 if he allowed Allen to perform oral sex in a public restroom of a Titusville park. Allen was released from the Brevard County Jail on a $500 bond Wednesday evening. About 600 scientists, government officials, energy industry leaders, and environmental advocates are meeting in Miami to discuss the effects of global climate change and making Florida a leading producer of alternative fuels. Governor Charlie Crist's call for a focus on alternative energy and a reduction in greenhouse gases marked today's opening of the summit. On Friday, the governor is expected to sign a host of executive orders mandating his vision of more energy-efficient state office buildings and motor vehicle fleets. And do I hear $25,000? That's merely the entry fee to bid in this afternoon's auction for part of Simpson Island in the St. Lucie Inlet. Although the state owns most of the island, 3.5 acres owned by the Shingledecker family went up for sale at 4 o'clock. The land does not have any structures, but has been appraised at about $220,000. For details on these and other stories, read tomorrow's Scripps Treasure Coast newspapers or log on now to tcpalm.com. For the Stewart News, I'm Megan Winslow.